White. Battle Creek, Michigan, July 23, 1874. Dear husband, I think Brother Abby is doing as well as he can at the Health Institute. They have the best set of helpers they have ever had, and there seems to be a feeling to want to do right. 12 patients came today. All will be rejoiced to see you here, and none more so than your Ellen. I pray for you earnestly that God would bless you and strengthen you, and I believe He will. Oh, how I long for the salvation of God! My heart hungers and thirsts for salvation. I will not be satisfied without a deep knowledge of the will of God. I see a great work to be done, and it is impossible for us to do this work in our own strength. We must have the unction from the Holy One. If we can only go rightly through this world, what a blessed reward and precious rest we shall have in a better world than this. God will help us if we will have faith and trust wholly in Him. We are now expecting you may be on your way. I hope by all means you will see Walling on your way here. It has not rained here for nearly 5 weeks. The sun seems to be the color of blood as it first rises and for several hours after it has risen. The moon looks like blood. I do feel that the great day of the Lord is near and that it hasteth greatly. Let us be found ready and waiting. Jenny Trembley was married yesterday to Mr. Richards, who was at Trawl's Institute. No one knew that they were to be married till it was done. He is an unbeliever, but Jenny says he is investigating the truth. She still works at the office. He left town after the marriage, and Jenny went to her work. It is important that we seek God and commit all our cares to Him. Oh, how precious is Jesus, dear Savior! The work that is to be done looks to me of the highest importance. Before this, every other matter must bend. God will give us precious victories if we trust fully in Him. I want so very much to be all right with God and have precious daily communion with Him. Light is shining, and we will follow the light. Since writing the above, Harmon Lindsay has brought in a long communication, remailed, from Brother Butler. It is good. You view matters, I believe, correctly. May God help you and strengthen you to take your position in this work and in the cause, and unfalteringly press your way onward, looking to God for help. He will help. I believe it without a doubt. He will strengthen you to stand in your place. He will be to you a present help in every time of need. I am glad Edson and Emma are with you. They now have an opportunity to redeem the past and to show by submitting their judgment and their ideas that they have reformed. God bless these dear children, and may they be a blessing to you and a great comfort to you. They can be a great help, a great blessing, and in filling the place that they can well fill, God will bless them and be a strength to them. I wish often I could come where you are for a short time. In love to all, your Ellen.